Amen. God bless you again. So we are going to be talking from the scripture that Pastor has assigned to every one of us here. That is the 148th division of song. And we're talking about praising God. And as I begin to read this, it just becomes even more alive. And it's just a blessing when you look at and read what we ought to do, how we should be praising God, and why we are praising Him. You know, sometimes people just raise their hands and say hallelujah because someone is saying to them, well, raise your hands and praise God. But when you know what the Word of God says, and if we can just get a glimpse, this little finite mind of ours, if we can just grab hold a glimpse of who God is, you know, it'll take a lifetime to learn about the goodness of the Lord. Oh, yes, yes. So here we are, Psalm 148. And as we go through these verses, and I trust that we will be blessed. Amen. In fact, let me say a prayer. Father, I thank you. Thank you, God, that you allowed us another opportunity that we can come and we can minister your word. We thank you for revelation. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who reveals your word and opening up to us what the scripture is saying. God, that we can live thereby, God, because in you we live, we move, we have our being. Now, Father, we ask that you bless the hearers, God. Bless all those who are on the line and those who are yet to come on the line. We ask that you would just give us a fresh anointing tonight. And God, that you will receive all the glory, all the honor, all of the praise. It belongs to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Psalm 148, and it reads, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. He said, praise ye him, all his angels. Praise you him, all his hosts. My God, can you imagine how the angel and the host of heaven, it said heavens, meaning more than one, said praise him from the high heights. My God, because he's worthy to be praised. Verse 3 says, praise you him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. And we know there are billions of stars. And not only that, God knows them name by name, each one of them. He said, praise me, the stars, the moon, the sun. It says, praise him, you heavens of heavens. Hey, that's heavy right there. Praise him, glorify God, heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. My God. This is awesome. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. When God said in the beginning, God created, and God said, and let this come forth, and let there be light. God spoke these things into existence. And he says, and then let there be, you know, a division of the waters and the division of the firmaments and so forth. And, you know, God did all of this. And this is an unknown anonymous author that's writing these psalms, like the Psalm 148, we might skip to 150 as well. We don't know who wrote these, but we know the Holy Spirit moved upon them. And it says, here we are at verse 5, let them praise the name of the Lord. It says, let them praise. It just named the angels and the hosts and the heavenly hosts, and the heavens of heavens, and the waters even above the heavens. It said, let them praise the name of the Lord. It hasn't gotten to us yet, but it said, for he commanded, and they were created. My God. He said, he has also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not pass. There's nothing anybody else can do about it. He says, forever and ever. He has established this. He says, I command it, I create it, and they will praise him. Verse 7 says, praise the Lord from the earth. My God, ye dragons and all depths, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills. We talk about, be said, praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Fruitful trees and all cedars. Talk about praise ye the Lord. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowls. See, it's nothing that anybody can do about this because God says he's established it, he created it, and it's there to stay forever and ever. How long is forever? Forever and ever. My God. I don't know if you got out of the scriptures what I could see, but I says, God, I had to share this tonight. You know, I don't have a title. I don't have a title for tonight, but just if you don't remember anything else, praise the Lord. That's what it's all about. Praise God. That's what our salvation is about. Praising God. For God loved us that he gave his only begotten son. So let's look at verse 11. We're still talking about praising God. That's what the scripture is saying. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth. My God, he says, both young men and maidens, old men and even children saying, praise the Lord. We think about this. I can read part of his footnote. It says, all creation is like a majestic symphony or a great choir composed of many harmonious parts that together offer up songs of praise. And if you think about an orchestra, there's, you got the string instruments, the wind instruments, and oh my God, you got the drums and all the instruments, and they come together to make a harmonious sound in song. Well, the same way, as much as we can even understand this scripture, all of these things, he's talking about cattle and beasts and flying things and creeping things and wind and snow and, oh my God, this is awesome. He made them. God is who made us. He says, not we ourselves, but God made us. He made us for his glory, for his honor. He made us to praise the Lord. Say amen to that, somebody. Amen. He said, look, young men, old men, you know, children, young women, older women, praise the Lord. He said, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. Just his name is excellent. My God. And his glory is above the earth and heaven. No wonder when Moses was kind of like on the mountaintop talking with God, communing with him, and Moses wanted to see him and wanted to see his glory. He says, oh no, and I'm paraphrasing this, you can't see me, Moses. You wouldn't be able to take my glory. He said, but I will tell you what I'll do. I'll just hide you in the cleft of a rock. And then I spread my fingers out. And then you just look through my fingers. So just the glance. My God, can you just imagine that? As I pass, God said, as I pass by, I'll let you just take a small, small, minute glimpse of me. Because there's nobody that has ever looked on God and lived. And the Bible tells us even when Moses came down off of the mountain that he had to cover his face with a bag, because just looking just through the cracks of God's fingers, it was just so radiant. It was so much so that the people couldn't even take it. They had to put a bag over Moses' face. My God, this is, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. The last verse says, he that exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints. Are you a saint of God? He says, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people who were near unto him. It says, praise ye the Lord. My God, that is just so awesome. But look at this. I begin to study this. I says, God, what does that mean when it says God himself, he also exalted the horn of his people? And then I begin to study about this, and the scripture even in various parts of the Bible talks about the horn, the exalted horn. Praise God. Even in Psalm 92 and 10, it says, you have exalted my horn like that of the wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. And that's what we need tonight, a fresh anointing. See, this horn, this exalted horn, it's a metaphor of exalted horn that it comes from an image of a bull lifting up his horns after winning a battle. And if you could just picture a in a bull fight, you know, and that fight, and then that bull has those horns that are pointed up, and he has that mad look on his face, and my God, as he's sweeping through the dust there, and when there is victory, then that ox or that bull, he lifts up his horns and everything, and just raises his head. And see, that just is symbolic. The raised horn is common biblical symbol. It means a victory. Hallelujah. Especially victory of those who have been rescued from oppression and depression. My God. So it means, and in his name, his horn will be exalted. And it means when God exalts his horn above you, or the horn of the saints, he has given us, he's given freely to the poor, to the suffering, to those that are in need. When God exalts the horn of someone, he is bringing victory to the oppressed. Say amen to that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Victory is coming. When God begins to exalt you, an exalting horn, he gives strength. He gives honor. He gives victory. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God gives strength to the weak. And that's why we look unto the hills, from which comes our help, as the scripture it says. We want to look up, hallelujah, because all of our help, it comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. So when you see that about that horn, it's talking about victory for the people of God. And God is faithful to honor his word. He is faithful to bless us with loving kindness and tender mercies each and every single day. Praise God. The scripture says that every morning, you know, we have new mercies. Hallelujah. That's enough to praise God for right there, because knowing that today's mercies, God will keep us today. It's sufficient for us today. But when the Lord blesses us to sleep through the night and we wake in the morning, we have brand new mercies, new loving kindness, tender mercies that God has given to his people. We know that the word says that God gives power, he gives strength to the weak and the faint at heart. Hallelujah. So we just bless God just for that scripture tonight. It talks about praising the Lord, exalting the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then, you know, we jump over to the 150th division of song. Praise God. And we know this song very well. At the end it says, let everything that have breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. How could the message be even more clear than this, than that 148 song? I mean, start breaking it down. This praise God, that praise God, and then you, and then God. He said all the things he created initially, because God was kind of, I mean, God created man after he created all these other things, the sun, the moon, and all that other things, and cattle, and creeping things, all of that. Then he made man. So how could the message be any clearer? It said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. See, that this anonymous writer, it was telling individual listeners to praise God. Mm-hmm. What a fitting way to end this book of praise in Psalms. It talks about praise ye the Lord. Breaks it down even in the sanctuary. So next time when you enter into the sanctuary, remember why you're there. Remember why you're there when you come in. You come in praising God. And look, you know what? Even if you don't make it to the sanctuary, when you wake up tomorrow morning, you already know you have brand new mercies. You already know that you have loving kindness. Why not give God the praise? Say, God, I thank you for a new day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, and I'm going to be glad in it. My God. And you know, praise comes from the heart. And praise, when we praise God, we open up the opportunity for outpouring of the blessings of the Lord. Amen. My God, thank God for that. We open that up. Hallelujah. Praise God. And one more thing I want to say about that horn. See, when God has lifted up a horn for his people, given them power, he gives us prosperity. He gives us dignity. He gives us preeminence. See, it's a song of praise for all of his godly one, for the people that are called by his name. In fact, we represent the seed of Abraham. So the blessings that God had already pronounced and promised on Abraham, guess what? Those blessings are ours today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We can never praise him enough. And, you know, I'm thinking about that. And we thinking about there's so much going through, people are going through everywhere. I know we have challenges, even in our family, you know, and I said, Lord, there's so much going on, not just our family, people all over are going through. This one is sick, that one has problems, and this is hurting over here, and problems over there, and my God, somebody lost a dear loved one, and there's oppression and depression and so forth. And I think God begin to think about this one question. Is there anything too hard for God? Hallelujah. We praise him because we know there's nothing too hard for God. Even in Jeremiah reminds us, he says, behold, God told Jeremiah, right, look, I am the Lord. I'm the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for him? Is anything too hard for me? He asked that question. And then in Genesis 18, it says, is anything too hard for the Lord? And that was at the appointed time when the angel of the Lord said that Sarah was going to bear a son. That scripture says, at the appointed time, I will return to you about this time next year. And the scripture says, and Sarah shall have a son. The word means what it says, and it says what it means. Again in Jeremiah, it says, ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. And coming up into Luke 1:37-4, nothing will be impossible with God. And then Matthew picked it up and says, but Jesus, he looked at them and he said, with man, this is impossible. Whatever it was, that miracle or whatever they needed to have done, whatever the need at that time, he said, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. What is it you're going through tonight? God is able to meet that need. Our God is able. Oh, yes, he is. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you and I could ask or even think. And then Isaiah picked it up like this and said, fear not, don't be afraid. He said, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Hallelujah. God says, I will help you. God says, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Mark says, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Praising God because of who he is and that he deserves every bit of our praise. And then when we praise God, we praise it because God is able to do more than we could ask or even think. What can you think about? What are we going through tonight? Is that too hard for God? Think about it for a moment. It's wet with challenges, sick in the hospital, and people have high blood pressure that can't seem to get it down, aches and pains in their bodies, rheumatism and arthritis and things that the doctor has said, I can't help you anymore. And we ask the question again, is there anything too hard for God? And the answer comes back, says no. If you can believe, you can receive. We want to praise God, give him the glory and honor. See, the scripture tells us that God inhabits the praises of his people. So when we praise God, that's the scripture which I just read, and we all read, been reading it for a whole month, says that we need to praise God because he is due the praises. He created us. It's not, he said, it's the Lord that made us and not we ourselves. God created us to praise him. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. I trust you've been blessed. Been blessed with this word tonight. Again, the question is there anything too hard for God? Think on these things. Think on the goodness of God. Think on it, the things that you are going through tonight, and we're going to get ready to pray in just a moment, and deep prayer and sincere prayer, and certainly everybody has a request, and God knows. He knows your name. He knows exactly what you're going through. And the scripture I read just a moment ago, it says, I will be with you always. Even to the end of the world, he says, I will deliver you. I will rescue you. Let the horn of God exalt you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let God lift you up. Let God empower you. Amen. So whatever you're going through, sickness, trouble, finance, and relationships, whatever, and whatever the hardship is, and my God, he knows. He knows. He says, just lay it all on the altar. We need to learn how to come boldly before the grace and the throne of God and just lay it there. Pour out our heart. Amen. There's sometimes I as the Lord will wake me up in early wee hours of the morning. Maybe I don't necessarily want to get up right then, but I hear the Spirit speaking, and so do you. If you hear the Spirit saying to you, it's time to pray, to come aside. God does that for a reason. And as we go through different things, troubles, challenges and all, let me tell you, we don't have to be defeated. You don't have to be defeated. You don't have to give up. That we know that God is with us. When God is with you, you are on the winning side. God said that by his stripes you are healed, then we are healed. And there's a time that we have to wait. And the Bible says again, wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. It says, be of good courage. In other words, don't give up. He will give you strength. He will make the weak strong. Hallelujah. And just knowing what the scripture says. If you know the scriptures, you can pray what thus saith the Lord. Amen. So we're praying tonight. There's many that are sick and afflicted. We are praying tonight for you. God knows you individually, knows exactly what you're going through. He knows where you are. Remember, he doesn't slumber, he doesn't sleep. Hallelujah. He knows us, and he's able to deliver and set free. The question is there anything too hard for God? If you believe, you and I can receive. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you. We glorify you tonight. Oh God, we praise you. We exalt you. We lift your name, God, because you said in your scripture that your name alone is excellent. We exalt you. We praise you. Oh, my God, we lift you up with our praises tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You said that everything that have breath, let us praise God. Let the heavens give you glory. God, we give you glory, God, because you are a faithful God and you are good to us, God. You are better to us than we are to ourselves. God, you said that we can come boldly before their throne of grace, and we can find anointing. We can find mercy for whatever ails us, God. And Father, right now, Father, we are thanking you, God. We're thanking you in advance for all that you have done and all that you are doing and all the blessings that are yet on the way. Glory to God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying for those that are suffering from anxiety attacks and confusion and delusion and fearful. My God, and oppressed of the enemy, depressed. My God, we pray that, God, that you will set them free. Set them free, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your tender loving care, God. And Father, we pray, God, we call upon your holy and righteous name right now in the name of Jesus. God, I lift up my grandson Malik, God, right now, God, as he lay in that hospital bed, God, you are there, your anointing, Father, it fills that space, it fills that room, God. God, your presence is already there, hovering over that little five-year-old boy, God. God, I ask that you touch him, Father. Heal him, God, by your stripes. Let your anointing just go down from the center of his head, God, all the way down to his feet, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against every seizure. We command the seizures to go. We command them to stop now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke every foul spirit. Satan, you will take your hands off of him. Father, that he is used for your glory, God, that he will give your name praise and glory. We pray for his parents, for Nikki and for Micah. We pray, God, your strengthen them, their faith, God. Elevate them, God, in you. Elevate them, God, even through this, God. God, we know that you're in control, God. We thank you, God, for the victory, God. We thank you, Lord. Pour out your horn, oil of anointing. Let that oil drip down, God, on them, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Fill them, God, with your holy anointing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they may give your praise. They may give you glory tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe you for the answer, and we're thanking you, God. We're praising you for the answer. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We've come this far by faith, leaning and depending upon you, God. In Jesus' mighty name, God, I'm asking, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you remember Reverend Anderson, God. Father, I touch her body, God. Release that pain, God. Release it in the name of Jesus, Father. Send your word and make her whole. Healing, God, your healing virtue, let it flow tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, we thank you how you bless Pastor Bolden. God, I ask that, God, that you raise him up again, God. Oh, my God, you got work for him to do. God, let him stretch out on faith. Raise him up even stronger. Take him higher in you, God. Let there be a greater anointing. Let that horn that we just read, let it be exalted and pour it out. Pour out a fresh anointing on him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And then all that sit under that ministry, all that he come in contact with, let the people be blessed and let the people glorify and praise your name. It's all about you, Lord. It's about your anointing. It's about, God, winning souls for you, God. Bless us, God, that we will understand. You would teach us and train us how to win souls to your kingdom. God, let us be a soul-winning station. Hallelujah. That we need, God, to pour out the blessings, God. So like David would say, Lord, he says, my cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fill us up, God. Fill us with the anointing. Fill us with your power. Fill us with strength tonight. Fill us with encouragement tonight. Fill us with the victory tonight. We have the victory because you are our victorious God. You said, God, that many are the affliction of the righteous, but you will deliver us out of them all. We claim it, God. We claim our victory. We stand on your word, and we don't give up. Hallelujah. We were created to praise you, God. God, let an overtaking blessing. Some need an overtaking blessing. Some need deliverance, God. Some need peace of mind. Let your peace that surpasses all understanding keep their heart and mind through Christ Jesus, God. God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you bless my son, Michael. Strengthen him, God. You know what he has need of, God. Let him stretch out and faith on you. We know what the report of the doctor says, but God, we believe your report tonight. We shall believe. We're determined to believe the report of the Lord. Glory to God. Every person on this line, meet their need, God. Fix it, God. Whatever the trouble is, fix it tonight, God. And let them come back with a testimony. Sometime that we'll be able to testify and say, Lord, he has delivered me. He has set me free. It's the Lord that keeps us every single day. And God, we bless you, God, and we exalt you. Let us continue to do the will, your will, God. Let us continue to exalt your name, God. Let us continue to have holy boldness, that we will take a stand no matter what is going on around us. Father, you know we live in a terrible world. We live in a world where people don't regard one another. They don't regard God. Oh my God, the people that don't believe the truth, God. But God, your word will stand forever. Help us, God. Help us, God, to be living testimonies that we will stand, Father, even as Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. God, you made it possible, Jesus, that we, God, can have this great salvation. And Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you because we walk in victory. We thank you because we ask it in faith. We thank you, Lord God, that we are expecting greater things, God, that you would take us to higher heights in you, a new level in you, God, that you would give us a hunger and thirst after righteousness. For you said we shall be filled. Help us, Lord, to align ourselves in line with your word, God. Father, we know that your word would never come down to our level, but help us to always come up to your level of your word, God. Help us, God, anything in our lives that is hindering our growth. Father, we ask that you take it out now. Father, we sin against you. Forgive us. Make us. Mold us. Make us over again, God, that we will give your name the praise, all the glory, all the honor is yours, Father. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, we glorify you, God. We believe you. We thank you, Father. We thank you for victory. We glorify your name, hallelujah, that we can praise your name. God, that you have given us breath, you've given us a mind that we can worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Glory to God. And we've unmuted these lines, and let's give God the praise. We talked about praising. Amen. You're encouraged to give God the praise tonight. Hallelujah. That's right. Just open your mouth. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship him. We worship him. Hallelujah. Thank God even for this prayer line tonight that we can hear the word of God. Hallelujah. Because his word doesn't go out and return unto him void. But it's set out. It will accomplish what it's set to do. So we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank you for being on the line tonight, every one of you. We love you. Jesus loves you. Pastor loves you. Continue to pray. We pray one for another. We look forward to that we'll be able to come back with you all soon. But in the meantime, there's no distance in prayer. Prayer changes things. We can touch and agree by faith. So amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you for being on the line tonight. We love you, and be encouraged. Continue to look to the hills from which comes your help. All of our help, it comes from the Lord. God bless you. Have a blessed night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.